Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, some folks from Mount Edgecombe Preschool. Erica Knox is here. She's a staff office manager. Hi, Erica.
Good morning.
And you're here so promptly. It's just amazing how you managed to get to all your appointments with so much time to spare.
Thanks.
And Dan Dunn is here also. He's the board president of Mount Edgecombe Preschool. And welcome to you, Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
And before I embarrass Erica further, let's talk about the event you have coming up, Dan, the Cardboard World fundraiser.
We're having the Cardboard World. It's going to be at Harrigan Centennial Hall on Thursday, March 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's going to be a spaghetti dinner and a dessert auction involved in that. The focus of the evening, though, will be the cardboard creations. We're asking folks to build some whatever you can think of out of cardboard and bring it in, and we can
boats, castles, houses, games, cardboard games.
We're talking gross motor stuff here.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Stress tests too.
So and what's the idea? I want to picture this scene for people. We're in the main room of the Centennial Building. Where's the cardboard happening? Where's the food happening?
Well, so first off, kind of the joke is the top five kid toys of all time are dirt, string,
cardboard's up there, I bet.
Cardboard box, cardboard tubes, and a stick. So most kids can be very, very creative with all five of those things, and two out of the five are cardboard. And so oftentimes people will give their kids presents, and the thing that the kid plays with the most is not the present itself, but actually the box that came, you know, the present came in, especially babies and preschool age kids. And so we thought it would be funny to have an event that featured the number one toy of all time for kids is cardboard. And also parents, I think sometimes if they're creative and buy a refrigerator or a sofa or something that requires a big cardboard box, end up having fun with it with their kids and build things out of it and create little spaces that their kids can go and hide in or play in.
Yeah, it's a great time with your kids to put together a nice creation. And
I suppose this might be an occasion if you've just got a refrigerator or a dishwasher or something, maybe you ought to find a way to connect with you guys and get this box to Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yes, so we're asking people to make their creations first. You can build them, paint them, have them all together, or take them apart to bring them to Centennial Hall, and then rebuild them once they're there, and they'll be on display on the stage, I believe, and then all around on the floor for kids to play in and kids to look at. We'll have an area that's maybe a little bit higher if it's something that people don't want kids to touch or play with or disturbed. We had a really, really neat bridge, Golden Gate Bridge last year that one of our students and dad made. Phineas Edwards and Brett Edwards made. It was really, really cool, but it was fragile, and so it was cool for kids to look at it and play with little cars on it, but it wasn't something that they could, stomp around. So we'll have an area for more fragile creations, and then we'll have an area for creations that kids can go into and play in. And
Okay, so this is not the first time through for this, right? You have done this before.
This is year number two.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was successful enough last year that it's worth repeating. The idea of just coming in, having a great sort of family meal, letting the kids, just cutting the kids loose on this cardboard stuff.
Yes. Do you want to talk about the meal at all?
Yeah, everyone in my house is brimming with excitement for this. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner. It's going to be catered by the Kraken Catering Service. And we also have a dessert auction starting at 6 p.m., and we're going to have a wonderful selection of donated desserts from individuals and businesses around town, and So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it at my house.
Okay. You have a child in Mount Edgecombe Preschool, Dan?
Yeah, I have one child in the preschool.
He, she?
She.
She likes it?
She enjoys her time there.
I bet. I wanted to talk, whenever we have, you know, come in and talk about fundraisers, it's nice to know what we're supporting, actually. And Mount Edgecombe has been around a long time.
A long time. They were first established before 1976, but really all of the nonprofit and business paperwork was signed in 1976 by a group of moms, really, that wanted to create a place for their children to explore and create and be with other kids. And
there is that part of the mission you guys, is this all written down? You can read this part.
Yeah, our mission is Mount Edgecombe celebrates the wonder of early childhood and the joy of learning in a playful world of imagination, exploration, discovery, and warm relationships.
Nice. And you manage to pull that off every day at Mount Edgecombe?
I think they do, really. They're an amazing group and amazing staff of people over at Mount Edgecombe, and I think there really always has been. But we have five great teachers that are very creative and very caring and very loving, and they do a lot with the kids.
And what's the location next to the Pioneer Home like?
It's great because they have a really good relationship with the Pioneer Home. Initially, they were over on across the bridge on the island, on Mount Edgecombe Island, I think they called it at one time. Now it's the Search Daycare is there. And then they got moved over to an area where some of the buildings have been torn down for the airport expansion back in 2003. And there was some very creative board members at that time that were able to get some funding to help them secure a new place. And they were very lucky enough to get the building, the old nurses' quarters at the Pioneer Home. And they retroed the building and the area for children to be in. And now they visit the Pioneer residents on a regular basis, I would say several times a month, have a really good relationship with the Pioneer Home. And it's a really wonderful connection for both the residents of the Pioneer Home and the children to have a relationship with each other.
And Erica, I imagine your kids probably went to Mount Edgecombe right as this relationship with the Pioneer Home was being forged. Did you notice I'm just curious about the whole cross-generational thing.
Well, I think when kids initially come to the preschool, they're a little leery or nervous to go over there, like, what are we doing over here? Mm-hmm. But once they start to feel comfortable and once they establish a relationship and go there several times, the kids love it. They go and sing at holiday times. They go, they share music with the community. Like if we have a community person or somebody in town in the community sharing music, like Nicholas King is coming into town. He's a piano player. He will play at the Pioneer Home, and the kids will go and sit with the residents of the Pioneer Home. And very quickly, the children learn that they're just people too. They just look different than you, and you look different than them, and they become very comfortable with it. So I think it's a very important relationship for them to learn. And to share community events and experiences with them, especially, you know, around holiday times when maybe the residents don't have family around or they don't often hear younger generations around. So
right.
It's a very positive relationship.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're going to be carrying some of that vibe into this Cardboard World fundraiser. It sounds like it's kind of there's something appealing about just having kind of free form play happening in a group setting after a meal. I don't know. I'm kind of really nostalgic for this because that was fun times when kids are just sort of when you just sort of release them from. You know, the structure of what you must do and just let them play with dirt and string and cardboard. In fact, that's mainly what I provided.
Yes. It's cheap and it's, you know, everywhere and it's a good resource.
It's a great creative engine. There's going to be a lot of creativity at the event.
Yeah, great.
One thing that we noticed last year that was the most entertaining, I think, to the adults is we had all these creations and kids were playing all over the place in these castles and in these boats and in these airplanes that people made. And it was really cool to see parents become very creative with the cardboard for their kids. And one thing we do have for sale before the event and at the event is these box rivets. They're plastic box rivets from this company called Mr. McGroovy's. And their rivets, I think there's over 100 or maybe 200 rivets in each box. They come with instructions on how to make a spaceship or, you know, something. I can't remember all of them. But you can take these box rivets and instead of using a bunch of duct tape and staples or whatever, you can reuse these things. You pop them together on the cardboard and you can pull them apart so you can make, you know, connect pieces of cardboard together or more boxes together. So those will be for sale before the event and at the event for $20, and they come with, you know, a bunch of different things.
Okay. So Mr. McGroovy's box rivets, mm-hmm. the dessert auction, and Dan, what's it cost just to get into the event?
Yeah, it's going to be $15 for adults, $5 for kids.
Okay. And it's March 26th at a Thursday at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 5 to 7 p.m. It's Mount Edgecombe Preschool's Cardboard World fundraiser. I've been talking with Erica Knox. She's office manager, staff member at Mount Edgecombe Preschool. And Dan Dunn, he's board president. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in and talking about it.